Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena, and welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and about 13 hours after UVA men's basketball won yet another close game, my guest is the associate head coach of that team, backed by popular demand, Jason Williford. How you doing, Jason?
I'm a little tired. Thanks for having a Mountain Dew ready for me.
I was going to say, today's podcast is sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Exactly.
I hope that's not a compliance issue.
That's all right.
You're still a young pup. I got to say, these 9 o'clock games on the road, kind of getting old for me.
I don't know how young I am. Have you watched this team play? I'm aging by the possessions.
I think there's a little more gray in that beard than there was on opening night.
Yeah, losing a little bit of hair, a lot of gray. Yep.
The team was in Miami last night, won 46-44 shootout. What's your favorite road trip in the ACC? As far as city to go to? Not that you get out a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't ever get out. Although,
I think I saw you at the Cheesecake Factory yesterday.
It was good to get out because it was 80-plus degrees. I was in shorts and a collared polo. So that was pretty cool to walk around and be in that type of weather. I don't know if I've got a favorite, although Miami's weather is really nice.
I know you like going back to Pittsburgh because you drive by Heinz Field and see that on the way in.
That I do love, and I get chills every time we come through the tunnel and I see that. And, in fact, a couple years ago, I went and had lunch at Bettis's restaurant right down from the stadium, Jerome Bettis, so it was pretty cool.
So your mom still have family in Pittsburgh?
Got a lot of family there.
7 straight wins for this team. The win over BC was by 13 points. The other 6 were by a combined 13 points. So the margin for error is not great. What's this been like as a coach for all you coaches?
I mean, that's who we've been all season. If you've got heart problems and stomach issues and you're losing hair, you better just go ahead and shave and take your nitroglycerin pills because buckle up. That's going to be us the rest of the way. You said it. Our margin of error is small. So we got to defend, got to continue to defend, limit turnovers. And when shots fall, we look pretty good. When shots don't fall, we've got to rely on that defense and being sound with the basketball.
I asked Tony about it in the press conference last night. He didn't really bite, but it seems to me that even on the road, when you go into a atmosphere that's kind of dead like it was last night, that, it can hurt the road team as much as, the home team, because isn't it easier sometimes to play when it's a great atmosphere, even if those fans are yelling at you?
Yeah, but that's a cop-out. I'm not going to bite either, Jeff. I think our guys, like we still got something to play for.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of control our destiny as far as regular season ACC play goes. So if you can't get up and be excited about playing these games with something on the line, I mean, there's a championship potentially on the line. So, you got to muster up energy. And that's when the veteran leadership should step up and take place. And, it was one of those nights. We got good looks, I thought, offensively. Shots just didn't fall. And so we kind of had to just hang in there and
find a way at the end.
George Morris always says, find a way. And we found a way. George is our team chaplain, for those that don't know.
Mamadi Diakite had a strong second half. J-Huff had a great first half. Mamadi kind of took over the scoring in the second half. Coach Bennett said afterward that at some point during the game, you kind of challenged Mamadi, told him he was fading away or going away from the basket too much and to attack the basket.
Yeah, we've been working. I mean, those guys have been working one-on-one moves and getting a lot of post work in practice. And when Mamadi's aggressive, when he's quick but not in a hurry, if mm-hmm. that makes any sense, when he's in attack mode and not settling on fadeaways and playing through contact and bumps, he's really good. So I think he shot one in the first half where the kid Wardenburg kind of bumped him and he settled for like a jump hook that was his momentum was going away from the basket. And I just said, go to the rim. Take the bump, go to the rim, and I challenged him to do that. And, you know, we gave him the ball in the second half. I wish we had given it to him a little more.
So the final game of what has been kind of a regular season like no other in Tony's 11 years here is Saturday afternoon at JPJ against Louisville, which has been off all week. Two players will be honored in the Senior Day ceremony before the game, Mamadi Diakite and Braxton Key. Let me ask you about those guys. Start with Braxton. He transferred here after 2 years at Alabama, played on the national championship team last year in a key reserve role. This year he's been a frontline guy for you. What has he meant? And were you kind of his lead recruiter out of high school?
Not out of high school. Ron recruited him out of high school, but once he was looking to transfer and we got wind of that, I kind of took the lead on that. We're going to miss Braxton, his versatility. You saw it last night. I mean, we actually put him on likes, and I thought he did a good job. So from what he's able to do defensively and rebounding. I mean, he's actually one of our better rebounders, if not our leading rebounder. I think he might be. He and Mamadi.
He is the leading rebounder. Yeah. And I think last year he led the team in rebounding off the bench.
We're going to miss that. I think that will we're going to have to try to make that up collectively next year with everybody. I don't know if we've got a guy that can just go in there. And he gets some out-of-area rebounds.
How much of that is – just desire, and how much of it is instinct, though, to be in the right place and know where the ball is coming off?
I think it's both. I think instinct takes over. I think there's got to be a willingness and a toughness mm-hmm. to go rebound, specifically defensively. But he's got – I mean, Braxton can do a little bit of everything. And so, again, his versatility we're going to miss. He's been a good program guy. Has bought in. I know it's kind of hard. We only have 2 years to do that. Mm-hmm. But he's bought in. He accepted his role. And you know, he's been a good kid to coach. And gonna miss him.
What about Mamadi? It seems like he has been here 20 years instead of five.
Right.
I mean, he started coming over here when he was still at Blue Ridge
right.
to kind of work out on his own. So he's really been – if not officially part of the program, unofficially for yeah. 7-8 years, it seems like.
He is the elder statesman, but he's still a big kid at heart.
Yes.
And so, you know, the thing that I will miss specifically is his smile and his passion and his enthusiasm for the game. He's one of the kids that you can count on every day to bring it in practice. And there's a ton of energy, and we're going to miss that. You know, obviously he will go down in UVA history for the shot.
Just for the shot.
And so, you know, he'll be able to come back here and get season tickets and whatever he wants here in Charlottesville. But I'm going to miss his enthusiasm, his love for the game. And he's been a prize to work with, specifically for me as a big man coach.
He's always, from the time he started playing here, he's shown flashes and a little bit more every year. It seems like the second half of this season, he's really kind of hit his stride. He was a little bit up and down early in the year, but I don't know how many strong games in a row this is, but it seems like he's delivering for you every time out now.
Yeah, I think it's
– which should happen when you're at the end of your career.
He's a fifth year.
Yeah.
But I think it's the same thing that happened last year this time. I thought Mamadi was coming on last year, and I think he understands where we are in the season. Not that he was saving himself or anything like that, but you know, players that – big-time players step up, especially towards the end of the year, especially as we get into the ACC tournament in NCAA tournament play, he's coming on at the right time.
Three other guys will be honored Saturday before the game. Your student managers, Grant Kersey, Big David Gant, and Cameron Lang. I know Tony talks about it a lot, and everyone associated with the program, but what do these managers mean?
They're true servants, and you know servanthood is a big pillar of ours. Those kids, they do the grunt work, the daily grind. They're kind of the backbone behind the program. If guys want to get shots, they'll come in and rebound for them. They're doing room checks and getting meals on the road. And, there's always plenty of Gatorade and water, and those guys are keeping those coolers full for us. They're just true servants in the true meaning of servanthood. And, we're thankful to have had some really good ones. And obviously Grant. Grant's a local favorite, but Big Dave, I work with Dave all the time with the bigs. He's down there helping me rebound and bang on those guys. And Cameron's been a good – I think we picked up Cameron last year, so it's been a good piece. Actually, Cameron's got a big-time game. Those guys, when they play those manager games – those three in particular get a lot of buckets.
Got Cameron off the transfer portal, right?
Yep.
One of the downsides of having so many close games this year is that Grant and the other walk-ons have not gotten out on the court. He was obviously a crowd favorite last year, and I'd have to look, but has he missed a shot? Doesn't he have some crazy
– I want to say he's still perfect. Maybe he missed
he's
one.
He's one for one this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
So we could use him right now if he can shoot with
Matt
that
Colombo,
kind of
I think.
Those
kind
of percentages, yeah.
This has always been a developmental program, especially with your bigs. I mean, Jack Salt, we've seen the progress that Momedy's made, Jay Huff has made. What about the young bigs in the program now? Caden Shedrick is redshirting, Francisco Cafaro. You know, plays off and on. He's a redshirt freshman. You got Justin McCoy, who's a true freshman, you know, who's been in a kind of reserve role. How are those guys coming along?
They're coming along. Obviously, Poppy, I call him Poppy. Yeah. Francisco brings that physicality. You know, he's just got to get more experience, and that'll come as he gets older. But those kids are working. Caden is constantly working with Coach Curtis to get bigger and stronger, and it's just a matter of putting on weight for him and developing. But, you know, when he's playing with the green machine on that scout team, we give him freedom to just play and block shots. And, you know, he's obviously got to run the other team's offense. He doesn't always get a lot of touches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other walk-on, Jaden Nixon, takes all the shots, the other local star. But McCoy is a kid that works really hard. It's just been a numbers crunch for him with playing behind Momedy and Braxton. And I think he's got a bright future. I think he's just got to continue to work. Little undersized, got to continue to work on his rebounding and defending away from the basket. In regards to the future looks bright with those big kids.
It's been a kind of a long, slow, steady climb for Jay Huff, and he's starting to break out now. Were you confident this day would come? I mean, you don't really know when it's going to happen, I guess. And what's it been like to see him? Things start to come together for him a little bit.
I personally was always hopeful that it would come. And he's such a good kid. And I just think, I think he just got assertive and aggressive. And obviously he could always make shots. That was a huge skill of his, being able to shoot it. But what he's done defensively as far as hedging ball screens and rebounding and doing those things, it just was, you know, the switch had to go on and that intensity meter had to go up. And he's taken it upon himself to be a little more assertive and aggressive. He's never going to be the most physical guy. But, you know, when he's aggressive and assertive and we're giving them opportunities to play and make shots and giving them touches, he's responded. And we need that. Quite honestly, we need him and Mamadi to continue that play. And then when those guards can make a few jumpers, we look pretty good.
You played in the ACC back when it was a 9-team league. I think it was strong every one of your years here. I mean, Carolina was always good. Duke was always good. What do you make of the league this year? It's obviously it's taken a lot of criticism from the national media, you know, ESPN and other things, and I think Carolina being down has something to do with that. But is it just a question of a lot of parity this year, or is it appreciably down, do you think?
I think the league's tough top to bottom. I think everybody's gotten better. I think we took a hit in regards to what graduated from teams last year across the board.
I think ACC guys left.
I think somebody I overheard or saw that 13 of the top 15 scores from last year all left. But I think there's parity. And I don't think there's parity just in the ACC. I think it's across the country. I mean, there are teams in the Big Ten that are beating each other. You look and, you know, they look like upsets. But I just think top to bottom, college basketball's got a ton of parity this year. And on any night, anyone can be beat. Margin of error is small. And for us, our margin of error is really small.
With Kyle, Ty, and DeAndre gone, shooting was going to be an issue for this team. It has been an issue for this team. What do you see when you look ahead? I'll ask you about Sam Hauser, who's sitting out this year after transferring here from Marquette. Casey Morsell has played a lot as a freshman. He was a better shooter, I think, in high school than he's been in college. Do you think he can work through, you know, these problems he's had this year in the offseason?
Yeah, yeah. You're specifically talking about moving forward next season or as we, go?
Kind of, I mean, I know that there's still more ball to play, but when this team comes back next year, should it be a better shooting team, do you think?
I hope. Yeah. that's the goal. I think with Casey in particular and Cody, you know, I think it's – look, I went through it. Sometimes you just got to be out there. You got to get your feet wet. And you're just out there and don't want to make mistakes. And sometimes you're not even looking at the rim. You know, you're thinking too much. Mm-hmm. And with those guys, a year of experience under their belt with a lot of meaningful minutes should help. Obviously, Sam coming back. Sam can really shoot the ball. Jay will continue to do what he's doing.
And even Thomas and
Thomas,
Cody.
Yeah. I mean, to me, shooting is getting in the gym, getting reps, but it's also a mindset. You can't worry about misses and let that affect you. You got to kind of just play through it, shoot it. You've been doing this all your life. You've scored a lot of points, all of these guys in high school. The three kids we got coming in are all guards that can score and shoot and, you know, hopefully they come in with some confidence, knowing that we're going to need some shooting. But we'll see. I never want to promise anything.
Yeah. Let me ask you about Sam. There have been some big-time shooters in this program, Joe Harris, Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, mm-hmm. DeAndre's a heck of a shooter. And I know the proof will be in the games next year, but Sam has a body of work in three seasons of Marquette, and when you watch him in practice here, it's almost surprising when he misses sometimes. I mean, he can really light it up, can't he?
He's got as pure a shot as I've seen. His shot's really pure. And he works at it.
Yeah.
It must be the Wisconsin thing. Tony must know something about going to get shooters, being a Wisconsin guy. But that kid's got a pure stroke. And listen, we can play him inside, outside. He's going to be pretty versatile. For what we do offensively. So don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he better make some shots.
you mentioned the incoming recruits. Three guys signed in November. Jabri was here for the game, the Duke game. You know, he's a wing. Carson McCorkle, I guess he's more of a two, right? Mm-hmm. Reese Beekman, combat point.
Yeah.
What I know each of those guys has battled injuries this year, which is unfortunate. But what do you think about that group collectively?
I'm excited about that group. I think they give us what we need in regards to completeness. Mm-hmm. Reese will be a good point guard, touches the paint. Can finish well, has a great feel for the game, will be able to get guys shots. Got to get a little stronger, obviously, coming in as a first year. McCorkle can really shoot it. You know, I think he's a guy that can move within our blocker mover stuff and come off screens and make shots. And then Jabri's just an all-around talent. Great size for a guard at about 6'6". Maybe even 6'7", just puts it on the floor, has a knack for scoring, getting to the foul line. So I'm really excited about those guards that are coming in.
Coaches are always focused on the next game, the next challenge, next tournament. Do you ever stop and reflect, you know, particularly as an alum and a former player in this program, on how far UVA basketball has come and where it is kind of in the landscape of college basketball now?
You know, it's funny, as I was walking in, you know, the floor being right outside in the lobby, and I just glanced across the arena with the banner hanging. It still gives me goosebumps. It still seems surreal. And as an alum, I'm extremely excited about where the program is. You know, Tony has done wonders for UVA basketball. I'm excited to be a part of it, and yes, I'm extremely proud of where we are and the consistency that we've built. And I told the guys just the other day, I said, "Listen, you guys have championship in your DNA. Mm-hmm. The guys that were here, obviously, what they did. The guys we've recruited that we've bought in, we bought you in because we saw that championship pedigree in you. Believe that." Work towards that. That ultimately is the goal, and be champions every day. Make that your approach. So you know, we just want to remain consistent, kind of just build game by game. And Tony often says, win or lose, we can accept it. Mm-hmm. But we want to be the best we can be today. And you know, I'm extremely proud.
Before I let you go, let me ask you about your second favorite sport, or maybe your favorite sport, football. There's probably no bigger supporter in this athletics department outside of the McHugh Center of UVA football. Looking forward to life after Bryce Perkins, which is going to be an interesting ride for everybody.
Yeah, I am. God, I'm going to miss that kid.
Yep.
His years here were fun. And what he
To do in 2 years what he did, and man, to leave that legacy in that short of time.
Hey, listen,
amazing.
Those guys, Broncos got a hell of a staff. They know what they're doing across the street. And that kid is gonna go down in UVA history for what he did in 2 years. It was a phenomenal ride. I was at every home game. Hell, if I could have gone on the road, I would have gone on the road. But, you know, obviously getting a win against those Hokies in Scott Stadium, I had goosebumps. And it was a long time coming. But to get us to an Orange Bowl, you know, to get us to the championship game in the ACC, I love football. And I know we're gonna keep going in that trajectory, and I'm gonna miss that kid. But I'm excited for all the guys that you know, all those guys that have turned pro. Thornhill wins a Super Bowl. Ant Harris is doing great in Minnesota. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing who gets drafted.
Need to get some guys in Pittsburgh, right?
Hey, and when they do go, just, I need some season tickets. Not one game. I want season tickets. Whoever is the next Steeler, I want them to know that I need season tickets.
All right, we'll work on that. In the meantime, you get ready for Louisville. We'll see you at JPJ. Thanks for making time for this.
No problem. Thanks, Jeff.
Senior Day at JPJ is one of many events on tap this weekend for UVA Athletics. There's softball at Palmer Park, baseball at Dish Room Park, as well as tennis, lacrosse, squash, wrestling. I'm probably leaving something out. I don't have all the schedules in front of me, so for more details, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.